Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I'm in the weirdest position on my bed right now. I'm like half laying on my side and half not. I don't know. I can't describe it. It's like weird. It feels weird. But I've chosen this as my recording position for whatever reason for this wonderful new episode. And I ate so much chocolate today, and I've been eating so much chocolate those past days and weeks because it's almost Christmas, and I don't know, it makes you more hungry, I noticed. So when you eat more sweets, you're more hungry, and then you eat more sweets, and it's a vicious cycle, really. So the only way out is really to take the way out and to not eat it that much or at all, but I'll figure that out in the new year. And I am super tired, so I guess this episode won't be too long because it's fairly late already and I'm so ready to go to bed. And this has something to do with today's topic, which is the fact that I think I'm in love. And I don't really think it, I know it for sure, 100%. I'm in love with myself. I really am. And it took me a while to get here, and I talked about this in my last episode. It was quite a ride through a lot of negativity and dark moments and a lot of hardship and setbacks. But I'm here, and I feel so much better about myself. I feel so strong and so centered. And yeah, I just think it's so important to start with yourself, because if you don't love yourself, it's gonna be a lot harder to give love to somebody else, because you will always have a certain barrier in your mind or heart, and you won't really feel worthy of the love you receive. So it's very important to love yourself, and there's really no recipe for doing that. And I think that each and every one of us arrives at this point in their lives in a different way and at a different time. But I do think it's possible for every single person on this planet to really wholeheartedly love themselves by letting go of everything that's blocking you from self-love. It's really, I feel like our natural state of being is love, and loving ourselves as the first person we know is equally as natural. So it's really about letting go of all the programming that we've been through to arrive back at this natural state of self-love and self-acceptance and self-worth and self-confidence. And I'm by no means preaching this from a point of I have it all figured out. No, I don't. I'm a huge people pleaser. I just realized that recently. And that really sucks, because I always try to live my life in a way that suits other people and makes them happy instead of myself. And I just realized that this is a huge problem and it's getting me nowhere. I think it comes down to a lot of self-worth issues, where our external worth is more important than our internal one. But I do think that self-love is the first step in the right direction, because if you can give yourself what you need and what you crave on a deep level, which is love, then you're not as dependent on other people. And that's really important, especially as a people pleaser, because you realize that you don't need validation and admiration and attention from other people. You really just need yourself to be in line with you. And yeah, I really hope that this serves as a little reminder for you, firstly, to keep going, no matter what situation you're in, whether it's positive or negative. You can definitely overcome the dark times and enjoy the good ones. And there's really no cap to your growth. So every time you feel like you've reached the end point of what's possible for you, you will outgrow yourself. And that's beautiful. And that's really important to realize, especially when it comes to self-love, because there's an endless amount of abundance and love out there and within you. And you will definitely reach the point where you'll be able to give all of this to yourself. And as I said, there's really no recipe for that. Each and every one of us arrives there at a different time in a different way. But if you have this as a goal of yours, it's already in your consciousness. So it's already happening. You're already getting there. So if you are drawn to this episode, then that's a sign for you that you're on the path to self-love or already there. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Also, make sure to subscribe, and I will catch you on Monday for a very, very special Christmas episode. Yay. Stay tuned. Bye.